everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Health Talk. This is Morgan here, your host, and I am ready to be back for another episode today. I'm excited to dive into today's topic. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite things today, which is setting goals and what to keep in mind when you're creating your goals. And this can be applied to either your health and fitness goals, which is kind of the avenue that I'm going to be going down today, but they can also be applied to your personal goals, whether that be work-related or just something specific in your personal life that you want to work towards. They can be applied to either thing. And in the fitness world, typically trainers will be taught to use what's called SMART goals. And SMART stands for a couple of different things. So each letter stands for a different word. I can't remember exactly what that's called, but the S stands for specific. The M stands for measurable. A, achievable. R, realistic. And T, timely. And while I do think all of those are important, and I'm actually going to use one of those throughout this episode, I do think that there's other things that are important to focus on as well when you're kind of diving deep into setting your goals. So I definitely think that those are a good thing to go by as well, though. So just wanted to throw that out there because I know a lot of trainers and health professionals use SMART goals to kind of break things down as well. So those are definitely an awesome tool to use, but these are just four of my tips that I think are important to keep in mind as well when you're creating your goals. So you can also kind of use both of these. So diving right into it, the first tip I have, and this is actually going to be the one that I'm taking from the SMART goals, is to be realistic with your goals. And what I mean by that is that typically when we set a goal for ourselves, whatever it may be, let's just say the goal is to lose 15 pounds in 2 months. Let's just say that's the goal, which is a totally achievable and realistic goal. But we may have this burst of motivation when we set this goal. So we may start out by thinking like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week. I'm going to eat nothing but fruits and vegetables and really healthy food. And I'm going to make sure that I am so strict and so on it so I can achieve my goal. And that is just not realistic. When we make our goals based on a burst of motivation, they typically don't stick. And the reason for that is because motivation is a temporary thing. And it's a matter of creating goals that are realistic for your everyday life. And that means when you're not motivated too. And let's be real, we all have days where we do not feel like working out. And that's fine. You need to let your body rest when it needs to. But we all have days where we're just not feeling it, where we want to eat like crap. We just want to sit around and not move our bodies. And like I said, it's totally fine to have those days, but you need to account for that when you're setting your goals. So you need to remember that not every day is going to be perfect. So if you're telling yourself, okay, I'm going to have eggs and avocado for breakfast, a spinach salad for lunch, and for dinner every day I'm going to have chicken, broccoli, and brown rice, and this is going to be what I eat every single day, no exceptions, this is how I'm going to achieve my goal. That is just not realistic because you have to account for life coming up. Things happen in life that you can't control, and something coming up can't be the excuse for you not achieving your health and fitness goals. So, for example, say one day you end up having to stay at work longer than you thought, and you don't have time to cook your chicken, broccoli, and whole grain rice for dinner. Now what? Now, does everything just go out the window because you didn't have time for that? No, but it's not realistic to say you're going to eat that every single night. Or you want to go out to dinner with friends one night, maybe. Or you want to grab a drink with one of your friends. You don't want to completely give up your life, and life isn't just eating healthy and working out so that you lose weight. There's so many different aspects to it. You want to be able to go out for a drink with your friends and enjoy yourself, or dinner with your family and be able to enjoy that and not think too much about it. You want to be able to have some of your favorite dishes as a treat and not have it completely ruin your day and get you off track with your health and fitness goals. So if you think that your goals are super strict and they're regimented and there's no room for error in them, then they're not going to be overall what's best for you, and it's not actually realistic. It's really important just to keep in mind that these are goals that you want to, one, achieve, but two, you want to be able to maintain throughout the rest of your life. And so that does bring me into my second point, which is that your goals need to be maintainable. They need to be something that you can do every day for the rest of your life. And that doesn't mean every day for the rest of your life is going to be perfect. It means actually the opposite. It means that your goals account for the fact that every day for the rest of your life isn't going to be perfect. Your goal can be something as simple as, I don't want my diet and exercise routine to run my life, but I want to be healthy and feel my best. I think that is a perfect and very sustainable goal. And that is something that's absolutely achievable. And it shows that it's going to be maintainable because you're not spending all day thinking, oh my gosh, I just ate a brownie. Now everything's ruined and I'm not going to be able to lose weight the way I want to. You'll be able to eat the brownie, move on, and get on with your life. And I mean, that's a really important thing, to have a healthy and maintainable relationship with food and exercise. So realistically, are we going to be able to go to the gym 4 to 6 times a week? That's up to you. And it can be something that you build on as you go along. You can absolutely change your goals and switch them up as you progress. That's normal. And of course, we are eventually going to achieve our goals. So we need to be able to build on them as well. But if you haven't exercised in, let's just say, 2 to 3 years, saying that all of a sudden I'm going to go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week and completely crush my workouts every day and just do the absolute best that I can, and I'm going to eat so healthy, I'm not going to have any processed foods or any desserts, and I'm cutting out carbs. And these are the things that people do. They end up saying that they're going to cut out carbs and work out every day or something like that. And it's just probably not going to be something that you can maintain forever. And the biggest thing that I want you to keep in mind is just think about going through life without enjoying any of those cool things. Like, what if you travel to a different area or a different country? Let's just say one day you go to Italy. Are you just gonna go and not have any pizza or pasta or any of the yummy foods that they have there because you're on this super strict diet? No, but one or two things are probably going to happen. You're either going to eat the pizza and the pasta and feel like your diet is completely over, it's crumbled, throw it in the trash, we're not working on it anymore because I got off track. Or you're not going to do that and feel like you're being deprived and missing out on experiences. And that's a really extreme example. Like, a lot of us may not go to Italy anytime soon. Well, especially given the current circumstances, I don't think really any of us are, but just in general, you know, it could be as simple as, are you going to go to birthday parties for the rest of your life and never have a slice of the cake? No, because that's not maintainable and it's not realistic. And this could be with any aspect of your life, like I was saying, but if you're starting off in an entry-level position at a corporate company, saying, by this time next year, I'm going to be CEO. Maybe that'll happen for you. I don't work at a corporate company, so I don't know too much about climbing the ladder at them. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say, it may take some more time than that, and it may take some more learning and growing, and there may be steps to climb before you go right from entry level to CEO. And I think that's very normal, and we have to remember that in health and fitness, the same thing applies. We are not going to go from just walking into the health and fitness world and just starting to learn about exercise and about our diets and what's best for our body. We're not going to go from that first step all the way to, you know, a master health and fitness person who knows everything about everything and has these washboard abs, and that's not going to happen overnight. And so to think that it would happen in either of those scenarios overnight isn't realistic, and you're probably going to get burnt out pretty quickly is what I'm trying to say. So far we've talked about the goals being realistic and maintainable, and I want to move in to talking about making goals for the present you. And so this is my third tip, is to make goals that are made for you now. And what I mean by that is it's really easy for us to look back at pictures of ourselves 5, 10 years ago. You can see that we were so skinny then, or we were a size 2 jean, or whatever it is that you're trying to maintain or you're trying to achieve. You may look at the past version of yourself and think, oh yeah, that's my goal for present me. I want to look like the past version of myself. So for example, myself as a 23-year-old, say I wanted to look like myself when I was 17 years old. So that would have been about 6 years ago. When I was 17, I played sports, first of all, but I also ran like 6 miles a day, and I didn't eat enough calories for my body to fuel itself properly. I was definitely very undernourished and over-exercising. I would run 6 miles every day, and it would be really difficult for me by the end of my run to even get up the stairs anymore because my knees hurt so bad. So just a little background there. So first of all, that version of myself definitely wasn't the healthiest version of myself anyways. But I would say I was probably not that much lighter, but probably 5 to 10 pounds lighter than I am now. You could probably see my abs a little bit more than you could now. And, you know, that is fine. But for me to look at myself now as a 23-year-old, having worked in the health and fitness industry, having learned a lot about myself throughout the last 6 years, learning what works best for me, what makes me feel the healthiest and most confident about myself, having all of that knowledge, all the things that your body has gone through in 6 years, comparing yourself to a version of you 6 years ago, before you knew any of those things, before you went through all the things that you did, and you know, whatever time period it is, last 5 to 10 years, saying, okay, yeah, I want to be back at that size, it's probably not realistic. And let's be real, if we're comparing ourselves to a version of ourselves from high school, for example, you're not living the same life anymore. It makes it a lot more difficult to achieve those goals. When you're in high school, for the most part, I know there's exceptions to this, but when you're in high school, for the most part, you're worried about yourself. You're playing sports, you're having fun, your body's not fully developed, and you're really only worried about you. You have the time to run 6 miles every day if you want to, because you don't have any other responsibilities. You're not paying bills. You're not responsible for anybody else. And I think that with that in mind, we sometimes lose track of that, especially for women who have been through a lot more than like myself, even, for example, whether you've had kids or you're currently raising kids, all of these things that your body goes through as you mature and as life goes on, it's not realistic to set goals for yourself that are dwelling on your past rather than making them for your present self. So if you are somebody who has a lot going on in your life, whether that be just a hectic career and you have big career goals, or you have a lot going on personally with your family, with kids, any of those things, those are all things that you need to account for when you're creating your goals. And so to compare yourself to a past version of yourself when you didn't have any of those things going on, it doesn't make sense to do that. And it's just not fair to yourself. And it not only creates a sense of an unrealistic goal, like we talked about, but if you don't achieve them, it makes you feel like you failed at a goal that you kind of set yourself up for failure for from the beginning. So that's something when you're creating your goals, I really want you to keep in mind that this is for present you. This is to make you feel the best about yourself so you feel energized, you feel happy and confident, not so you fit into a certain size jean or look the way you did when you were 18 years old or anything like that. It needs to be for reasons that will make present you a better version of yourself. And last but not least, this kind of ties me into my last point, which is your goal needs to be something that's going to make you happy. And kind of going back to what I just said, as much as we create goals to have these external effects on our body, so to change the way that we look, usually that is a big driver behind our health and fitness goals. But it's not a good one, because sometimes we don't really know when enough will be enough when it comes to appearance and accepting ourselves for who we are and being confident in ourselves regardless of your external appearance. And you need to have reasons for doing this that are going to make you happy and kind of create an internal difference in your body. And that is exactly what we were saying before. You feel more confident, you feel energized, you just overall feel better. That's the goal. Also, nobody is happy when you're deprived of things and you're sitting at a birthday party and everybody's eating cake, but you feel so anxious because you could either eat the cake and be like everybody else, but then you'll feel guilty for doing it afterwards and feel bad about yourselves. Or you could not and just feel left out the whole time. So it's about, okay, being able to eat the cake and move on with your life. Enjoy it. It was good. And just have a healthy balance in your life. And I think that's really, really important. These need to be goals that are going to make you feel good and make you feel like you're accomplishing what you want to while still living your life. Your life shouldn't revolve around food. It shouldn't revolve around your health and fitness routine. It should simply be a part of your life. And it shouldn't be something that has to be on your mind every single second of the day. So if you eat breakfast and right away you're concerned about, okay, what am I going to be able to eat next? What do I have to eat next? And then you eat lunch and you do the same thing. It's just not a healthy relationship with food. So we are working on creating goals that will make us happy, that will make our life feel more fulfilling and more wholesome without essentially just depriving ourselves and torturing ourselves in the process of it. And on that note, one of my favorite, I don't know if it was really a quote, but I can't remember where I saw this. It might have been on Instagram, but one of the my favorite things that I ever saw or heard, sorry that I can't reference this correctly and give credit to where it's due, but one of the favorite things that I've seen related to health and fitness is that when you ask somebody what their favorite things are about their favorite person in the world, they almost never say anything that has to do with your looks. Almost never. You should try it. Just see, you know, if you're curious about it, ask your parents what their favorite things are about each other, or just a friend, or just ask anybody, what is your favorite thing about your favorite person in the world? And it's almost never going to have to do with your looks, because generally speaking, it's other things that make that it's generally other things that make people want to be around you and love spending time with you. But being a healthier and happier version of yourself just kind of accelerates that. It makes you happy with yourself, and that rubs off on other people. Your energy, your confidence, your just general happiness will make other people want to be around you more. So, I hope that helped anybody who's kind of struggling with creating goals, whether that be health and fitness related or just in general creating goals for yourself, whether that be work related, personal goals, whatever it is. I hope this episode was helpful for you. These, again, are things that I just think when we dig a little bit deeper into creating our goals can really go a long way. When we really put some thought into it and think, okay, what can I do for myself, for my current self, to get to the point where I feel healthy and I feel confident in my own skin? And really, that is what creating these goals is all about. So that is it for today's episode. Again, I hope this was helpful for you guys, and I appreciate you so much for listening. And yeah, that is it for today. I will see you guys in the next episode, and I hope you all have a great week.